introducing President Scott Olson, Winona State President. It is time for the, what would be the term for once a semester? Wouldn't
semesterly?
Yeah. Semesterly. Yes, there we go. Yep. Help me out here. I'm the college student. I should know this. And we're on 89.5 KQL.
Didn't you get also a college dictionary when you graduated from high school? Did somebody...
I guess I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't either. Mass communications is something I should probably know, but nonetheless, we are here in the KQL studios. We're on air until 6:30. We have a great playlist this afternoon. Usually we have a little theme. Last semester it was covers. Mm-hmm. We played some great covers. This semester, what do we have?
So I'm not sure why, but it's a kind of an organizing theme of the the theme of the playlist is just here's some interesting stuff to play. But the theme is sort of hope and longing. So songs got on the list if they had something to do with being hopeful for something, longing for something, and they got taken off the list if they had nothing to do with that. And given that, you know, we've spent a lot of time over the last 2 years at Winona State talking about our hopes and our dreams, it just seemed like, you know, maybe having some musicians talk about hopes and dreams that they have might be kind of interesting. So that's the organizing principle of the playlist. And I'm hoping, Isaac and Olivia, that if you've got some additions along the way, throw them in.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that's thrown into this playlist. I received 3 emails from Doug Westerman, forwarding emails
our,
from
our
you.
General
with
manager
playlist.
Of the radio
yes.
station, yep.
Yeah, so there's a lot that goes into this playlist, and it's very thorough.
And I changed it up, right?
Yes,
so
you did.
From the first one to Doug, it's like, I am still thinking about this. So, yeah, there were some changes.
What do we
and
got?
And as we go through it today, I'm going to be thinking, oh, man, we should have played X, you know, or something. So
well, we can add it in.
Definitely. Yeah, right. Definitely. The first track we have is by a gentleman, Tom Waits.
Yeah, so I almost felt like I couldn't do a playlist and not have some Tom Waits on there. And so this is from Tom Waits' very first record, and it's like the one record that people who don't like Tom Waits might like. And it's called Old 55. And then the song after that, we are going, I think we'll go directly, will we, Isaac, into the hottest, sickest, coolest, rockinest song I think that has ever been put on vinyl. And if folks don't know it, just it's maybe 7 minutes long, so stick with it, but man, does this song rock it out. And it's that song is Sing 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 by Benny Goodman,
and this is all on 89.5 KQAL.
Well, my time went so quick, I went lickety-split out to my old 55. As I pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive. Now the sun's coming up, I'm riding with Lady Love. Freeway cars and trucks, stars beginning to fade, and I lead the parade. Just a wish and I'd stay. Stars be out to my old 55. As I pull away slowly, feeling so old, and God knows I was feeling alive. And now the sun's coming up, riding with Lady Love, freeway cars and trucks, freeway cars and trucks, freeway cars and trucks. Thank you.
It's Benny Goodman with Sing, Sing, Sing on 89.5 KQAL. It's Isaac Wenzel. It's Olivia Stoltman. And it is President Scott Olson.
Was actually really good music recorded before 1958.
There was indeed.
Apparently. Because that is a great, great, great song.
Yep. I didn't remember knowing it until, like you said, as soon as it comes on, I'm like, yep. I remember that one.
What the listeners out there don't know is we were dancing around the studio. We were jumping up on the console here. And
this is true.
You know, it's kind of hard to stay in your seat when you listen to that one. It's a barnstormer. So thanks for playing that.
Yeah, some great tracks here from, we like to call you DJ Scotty O around KQL. We still need to find a name for this show, per se. But we're working on it. We have some great tracks here. What do we have coming up next?
Well, a deuce from the Monkees, and we were talking a little bit during the interlude there. If you're of a certain age, namely mine, the Monkees was one of those TV shows that really defined a lot of how you thought about things, and I was of an age that didn't worry about this question of whether the Monkees were authentic or not. And I don't know for you, Olivia, and for you, Isaac, if this notion of music being authentic even matters. But that was, you know, in the mid to late 60s. This is a time when a lot of listeners worried about, you know, did the person I'm listening to write this song? Are they playing all the instruments? And
oh, yeah, that doesn't really come up hardly anymore.
Times have definitely changed.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but it's very admirable when it does, you know? I mean, it's rare when somebody writes their own music and writes their own songs and plays their own instruments. Yep. That's huge.
So you grew up, you know, with NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys and where authenticity was never a question. It wasn't a question of kind of, are these guys, you know, they were just eye candy and nice to listen to.
Yeah.
And so now it's hard to imagine. But back when the Monkees were on, their nickname, people used to call the Beatles the Fab Four.
Sure.
And people used to call the Monkees the Prefab Four.
Oh, I did not know that.
Short for, you know, like prefabricated, meaning that they were just sort of fake. And they were kind of fake. The truth is, in the beginning, and I think you might know this story, but what was his name? Kushner, the guy that produced them. David Kushner? Got so frustrated working with the Monkees as they wanted to become more and more authentic, and they wanted to write their own songs, and they wanted to play their own instrument. He said, what do I need you for? I'm going to go and have a totally fictional band and make a record, and it's going to be a top hit, bigger than any hit you ever made.
Wow.
And the band that he created was the Archies, based on the Archie comic book. These are not real people. These are fictional characters. And he hired a bunch of studio musicians and singers to play them. And the hit was called Sugar Sugar, and it was a huge top 40 hit. So he kind of made his point. Don Kirshner, that was his name. But what we're going to hear first is one I think everybody knows, I'm a Believer, and then we're going to hear one most people don't know as we go along. So a lot of great songwriters wrote for the Monkees. I'm a Believer is written by Neil Diamond. Many of the listeners will know who that is. Wow. I think most of the listeners will know who Carole King is. And Carole King wrote a lot of songs for the Monkees, and this is before she had her solo career. And this, as we go along, was from the one feature film that the Monkees did. It was called Head. It was after their TV show was canceled. It was directed by Bob Rafelson and written by Jack Nicholson. Yes, that Jack Nicholson.
Wow, really?
Who's in the weird, it's a weird, weird movie. And with a weird, weird soundtrack. So back to back here, we've got I'm a Believer as we go along.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Well, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Oh, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her.
That's the Monkees with As We Go Along on 89.5 KQAL. It was actually a double shot of the Monkees as President Scott Olson has...
If you don't like the Monkees, that's the end of the Monkees, folks. Stay tuned.
You had a lot of information that you shared on air about the Monkees.
Sorry about
that. No, it's all right. It was quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Learned a lot.
I'm guessing Olivia and Isaac, you would have known I'm a Believer from Shrek, right?
The Smash Mouth cover.
Smash Mouth does a cover of I'm a Believer from in Shrek. If you didn't know the Monkees version of it. But many of you wouldn't have heard that second song because nobody's ever seen that movie. It's on Netflix, folks. It's called Head. It's Monkees. It's really weird. It was them trying to prove they could be authentic. So.
Oh, interesting.
But now we're done talking about the Monkees, I think. So let's. I think we're going to do a triple set now.
And, we are.
The first one is a lot of the listeners know maybe that I like Bruce Springsteen. They may not know this song. This song is brand new. It came out 2 weeks ago on Record Store Day, right? So I think a lot of KQAL listeners would know what Record Store Day was. It's a day when special release LPs you can only get if you go to a record store. And there were 10 copies of this album available in the greater Winona La Crosse region, and I got one of them.
Wow.
And so these songs, you know, are later going to be released, I think, in a digital format. In fact, Isaac, I think you tracked one down.
Yeah, I found it on Spotify.
Great. But it's a very new song. It's called Hurry Up, Sundown. And then we're going to hear another song about longing, Leaving New York by R.E.M., a song kind of close to my older daughter, Katie. And then... oh, man, what can you say about Patti Smith? At the height of disco, this punk priestess shows up and has this other voice that's poetic and powerful and strong. I don't know what you guys know about Patti, but she disappeared. She was right there at the heart of the punk movement, and then she disappeared, got married, moved to Detroit, was a mom, and didn't record for about 20 years, lived at home. I think she ran a little shop in Detroit. And then as her husband was dying, she decided to start performing again. And they wrote this song. He's passed away now. I think his name was Sonic Boom Boom Carter. But they wrote this song together. It's called People Have the Power. He's gone now. And this was the song that after 20 years kind of brought Patti back. And it's kind of an anthem about why democracy is great. But we're going to start with Hurry Up, Sundown by Bruce. Sundown, hurry up, sundown, hey,
Follow KQAL on Twitter at KQAL895. Not only will we follow you back, we'll also follow you home. On the radio, of course.
Yeah.
KQL 89.5 FM. That's Patti Smith with People Have the Power. Isaac Wenzel here. We have Olivia Stoltman, and we have President Scott Olson here for the broadcast. We're on until 6:30. Great tunes.
Isaac, you and Olivia are doing just a fantastic job, I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
yes.
it.
A lot of fun. So that was People Have the Power, and man, I love that song. It was what a great way for Patti to reemerge. And again, folks out there who are my age probably have really fond memories of her and the kind of she would, the songs that she would do that would be mashups of like an old Van Morrison rock tune mashed up with religious church music, mashed up with her own poetry derived from Rilke. And I mean, just dazzling. And I saw her only once in concert. It was back in those days. It was probably 78, 79 at the Park West Theater in Chicago. And at one point during the show, it was a venue where you were sitting at tables. And she was on stage, and at one point she jumped off the stage onto somebody's table and started kicking their glasses off onto the floor. I mean, it was kind of punked out in those days. She's mellowed out a little bit since. Anyway.
We have two more tracks coming up. What do we got?
Well, we got Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell, and I went back and forth about whether or not to play for our listeners the REM version of this, because you all know I like REM, and or to play the James Taylor version of this. Oh, but since the theme was just authenticity, it seemed right to go back to Glenn Campbell. And actually, the Glenn Taylor version of Wichita Lineman would be interesting to hear. He's the owner of the Timberwolves. I would love to hear his version, but I don't have it. No, the Glenn Campbell version. Song written by Jimmy Webb. Interestingly, Jimmy Webb later writing lots of songs for Art Garfunkel after Simon and Garfunkel broke up, and he just has a beautiful way with the lyric. So it'll be Wichita Lineman, and then a song needing no introduction, I Heard It on the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. Okay, this is just...
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all. Wichita lineman is still on the line.
What's going on, Winona? Find out Mondays at 12:30. It's Don't You Know here on your Radio Alternative, 89.5 KQAL Winona.
Time now for the Arts and Entertainment Download on KQAL, an update of events highlighting the arts, cultural activities, and live music in and around Winona.
The Arts and Entertainment Download on KQAL is your audio source for keeping up with live music, cultural, arts, and history events in and around Winona, as well as events in the community that truly make Winona a unique place to live. If you missed the Arts and Entertainment Download, you can always find the events on our website, kqal.org. You can also hear a replay of the download on our website by clicking on Media and scrolling down to Program Archives. You can also submit your group or organization's events to our website. Go to kqal.org, click on Calendar, and scroll down to Submit an Event. On air, online, and mobile. That's what's up with the download.
The Arts and Entertainment Download on KQAL is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Listen every Monday through Friday at 10:20 and 5:20 for the Arts and Entertainment Download on KQAL and KQAL.org.
It's the President Scott Olson Show on 89.5 KQAL.
Isaac gotta Wenzel. Get a better name
yeah,
than that.
Yeah, that one's not
catchy. Working on it. Okay. We're working on it.
It's better than nothing.
Hey, in fact, you can shoot us a tweet at KQL895 if you have an idea for the show name. Our KQL's own Chris Wanless just tweeted saying, "But seriously, President Olson is dropping bombs of music knowledge on KQL."
Bombs? Someone, I don't know how to take that.
Someone give me a one-on-one with this guy.
Okay, let me make an offer to the listeners out there.
What do we got?
So this will be very appealing to any Winona State employee or student who might be listening. If you submit the winning name for this show, which will air again in December.
Yes.
So we're going on a brief hiatus. We'll be back in December.
Got plenty of time.
If you submit the winning name for the show, I will let you park in my parking space for 1 week.
Wow.
Ooh.
And I've
you
got,
heard it
and,
here, folks.
And if parking services are listening, they're probably running over here right now to knock the door down. But I will let you park in my parking place for a week of your choice.
I'm going to have to throw
that
on our Twitter page,
too. We can't flood the system right now with all the submissions, but if that's of interest, submit a name. And it's got to be something better than the Scott Olson Show. Anyway,
yeah.
That's the second best Marvin Gaye song. The best Marvin Gaye song is one inappropriate for the president of Winona State University to play on KQAL radio during family listening time.
Okay, so, okay. I think I catch on.
It is the other song that I'm not going to mention is really, really a good song too, but not appropriate for this show. But what we've got next, I couldn't do another show without a little U2. So we'll have Where the Streets Have No Name and then a little Bob Marley. I'm not like a huge Bob Marley fan, but this is a live version of Trenchtown Rock. But now we're rolling into U2.
Thank you. Trenchtown experience. All the way from Trenchtown, Jamaica, Bob Marley, come on!
That was a that's a dedication out to Olivia's fiance, Andrew.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Andrew, if you're out there listening,
he is.
That was for you, man.